Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these, because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits? Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoyed them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting or motioning to or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal, take some good notes here because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategies that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our high performance monthly training program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. brendon.com/monthly to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendan Show's best of trainings. How do you deal with transitions well? You know, maybe you're transitioning from one part of your business to another, one career to another, one relationship to another, one sort of level of life to another level of life, whether that's by income or hope or dreams or just performance. How do you do it well? If you're gonna start something new, how do you make that transition successful and feel good about it? Whether it's you're moving to a new town, you're starting college, or you're just truly beginning a brand new business. I got ideas for you today that will make that transition feel a little more smooth, a little more graceful, a little more controllable. Because that's what scares us about transition, right? The unknown. That's why most people never make a major change in their life. They're scared about trying something new. They're worried they're going to lose something that they already really enjoyed and loved, or that they're going to deal with a lot of hardships in that transition. Or they feel like, well, if I try the transition, it might not turn out well. All of those worries are what we call fear. So how do we make that transition well? Know your whys. Why are you really making the transition? What did you not like, and what are you hoping for? Now, let me begin with those. It's really important. A lot of people I like to talk about today, they kind of job hop. You know, like, this job was good, but this job is going to be better, and they just hop to that job, and then they're there, this is good. I got this new opportunity. They hop, and they're kind of hopping laterally all the time, but never necessarily up or higher. Or even if they're moving up or higher, they keep finding themselves less and less satisfied, even though they work harder and earn more. And that is because their transition wasn't clear. They were always just going for the next new in front of them, bigger, better deal. It's just like, a new opportunity, better than what I got now, I'll take it. And there's no thought, there's no real conscious intention there, and that's why they struggle. And I bet you've had that too in your own life. We've all had that if we've had multiple relationships in our past, right? If you've ever been dating, and you're dating one person, you found somebody else, I'll date this other person, but that didn't work out well, and you're kind of just dating a couple people, and you didn't really have any intention to it. You were just transitioning from one person to another person, but you were always carrying your own stuff with you, you know? You were always kind of hitting the same snags, or it just never felt any more vibrant or amazing sometimes, and that happens in people's careers and relationship because the lack of knowing why aren't they satisfied where they are now. So if you're in transition right now between careers, as an example, you're leaving one, why did you not stay there?
Like, literally, what's your list of the reasons you didn't stay there? Or what's your list of why you weren't satisfied? Or why you didn't love it as much? What's your list of why you're leaving? Being razor clear about that. Because otherwise, you just keep carrying on all of that to the next thing. There's no ever continual growth or real improvement. There's just constant transition. And constant transition without improvement is what I call chaos. You know, it's just like constant effort, but we're not moving anywhere. We're not having any progress or even any real momentum. It's just like constant change for no real growth. And so I want you to know a couple things. Why don't you want this in this transition you're facing? Why do you want this? There's got to be a real compelling reason to go with this new thing. Otherwise, don't go with the thing. If you're not clear why this person is going to be great for you in a relationship, don't jump headlong into the relationship. If you're not clear why this new business venture would be amazing for you and help you activate your creative contributions, your real service, or your real growth in the world, don't do it just because it's there. That's the number one mistake people make in transitions. They transition just because there's something there. And that distinction helps so much. You know, that distinction of not transitioning just because something's there and it seems a little better. See, all transitions should happen in a broader sort of global ambition or purpose. That if you're going to change relationships, it's not just so that you get somebody who's cuter, because that's not going to drive a lot of necessarily comfort or ease or even success in that relationship for you. It has to be, I want a lifestyle like this. My dream relationship is like this. Now I'm going to start seeking people in the context of that. My dream career is like this. I'm going to seek to transition to something that is moving me up towards that dream transition versus just saying, well, this one's better than that one. That's why people struggle. And I really want to nail this down for you. I want this to be really felt for you. Don't mess this up. If you're unsure of why you are transitioning, very, very, very deeply consider why you're transitioning. Like, it's time to think that through. Are you just transitioning because you got restless? Because that's not a good enough reason. You got bored? That's not a good enough reason. We need to know, what is this thing we are transitioning to that fits into the overall new plan? If there's no overall new plan or purpose or ambition, then you're just changing for change's sake. And those who change all the time just for change's sake feel unfulfilled at the end of the day. Maybe it's new and exciting now, dropping some new dopamine. They feel excited by change. But a year from now, they're in the same place. There's no growth there. No clarity, no real change. So know your whys. Why you're leaving, why is this good for you, and why does this fit in the overall context of what you want? And that's the last thing. What is the bigger why? That bigger purpose, that bigger dream, that bigger ambition? Those three whys are like the trifecta of a good transition. Why am I leaving? Why does this fit? Do I want this? And why does it fit into this overall thing? Why? This big purpose for me. If you can start thinking through that, you'll make a better transition at the outset. You need to set up a support network. Think about going to college. One of the reasons you go there, and if I don't know if you've ever had the experience of, like, when I went to college, I remember that I had, like, built in a support network. I didn't know a lot of people when I went to the college I went to who were attending there, but I remember on our dorm, our floor had a resident assistant. And that resident assistant was kind of in charge of making sure we all didn't kill ourselves. And that RA ended up, you know, doing like movie nights and ended up doing planned activities. And that RA, who a lot of us liked or didn't like, it didn't matter, it created a camaraderie on the floor. And we were all going through school together. Some of us had the same classes together, but it was like we were all on this journey together. And it didn't matter if it was experiencing new dumb things and adventures and going out, or if it meant just like sitting in a hallway together working on our class. It was like people going through something with you. That's really important in transitions. You know, it's really important. It's why a lot of Fortune 50 senior executives I work with, when they go to a new company, they often bring three or four of their first, second, and third lieutenants that they used to work with, their other vice presidents or other people in their C-suite with them, to the new company. They have like a transition team. Like, they bring some people who they're all in this new battle or war or fight or effort together. So who's your support network? You know, I don't care who it is, you need to have it. I remember sometimes I would move. When I lived back in San Francisco, really the start of my consulting career back in the days, after grad school, I moved in that town maybe six or seven times, and I had this group of friends that every time I moved, and every time they moved, we would all support each other. We'd literally all decide on what days we're going to move and try to figure out the days that we're all going to move. We would all show up. We'd SWAT team. We'd all move each other. And then we would all make sure that we hosted, helped the person unpack and get everyone set up. And then we would host a party the next night at that place. And it was just like we set up. And it made all these moves. I was never intimidated by the move because I had these people that we're going to move with. Someone had to start that ball rolling. And a friend of mine had started that. And it just worked. It made it easy to move. Something that most people find incredibly stressful. I had a group of guys, it's just what we did. Because we recognized we'd be moving around a lot because San Francisco was so expensive in rent back then. Well, think about the same thing, whether it's in college or the work world or your daily life. I also tell people about this in your relationships. If you've just gone through a breakup and you're entering a new relationship, I would hope that you got a group of girlfriends or friends or pals that you go to lunch with and you're sharing with them. You have a group of friends who are very clear on why the hell you got out of that relationship, why you're excited about this new person, and in this support network, you're just talking about how you can have a better quality of relationship. Because that's what ultimately a support network does, is they're going through it with you, they're sharing ideas, they're giving feedback, and that is allowing you to have an outside sort of observance of yourself through this transition. The hardest transitions are those we go alone. You know, it's like the worst idea. I've never really done anything new without somebody there. Even this video right now, my main man, Travis Shields from Shields Films, sitting over here. If you ever need somebody to help shoot your launch videos, there's a link down below this video. He's happy to help you do that. And I'll just share with you this. When I started saying, I'm going to go big into video, I'm going to do a lot of them, it was like one of the first people that I started working with, because I knew I needed a support network to do this, because I was doing it alone for a while, and I sucked. It wasn't just I couldn't figure out the skill set of it. It was, I knew I needed somebody there. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes if you're going to go big on a new transition or something, you need somebody there. Somebody who's got either competencies you don't have, or just a presence for you, or just somebody who, you know, is going to push you. But you need people. And the longer you believe that you don't need people, the more frustrating it is. I've learned this too, as I'm transitioning our brand from one level to another level. I can share with you, as I start thinking about that next level of growth, I'd be like, I need to bring on a new team. And that was like a big, huge decision. And I didn't want to do it. But I knew to transition to another level, you need another level of support. So please start thinking about that consciously, whether you're bringing friends or family into the mix, bringing old coworkers in the mix, or you're just going to hire some new people. It's time to get some more support. All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autograph books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month.
And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure to check it out at brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little bit more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.